In October, the nation added jobs for a 37th consecutive month. To be precise, the Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that the national economy added 204,000 non-farm payroll jobs last month. But the economy has still not recovered all the jobs lost during the downturn. Since the recession began in December of 2007, the economy has sustained a net decline of roughly 1.1% in non-farm payroll jobs. Of course, during the period, the working-age population has continued to expand, meaning that even holding the number of jobs constant would have been insufficient. There are now 11.3 million people in search of work, and national unemployment remains above 7%. If one adds in those workers who are working part-time but would prefer to be working full-time, the tally rises to nearly 22 million. According to writer Catherine Rampell, if the nation's labor force participation rate was back to where it had been in June of 2009, when the most recent recession ended, it would take more than 7 years of monthly job growth at October's pace to reach a jobless rate of 6%. The implication is that the nation's labor market, while continuing to improve, has a long way to go before it has fully recovered. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.